Small daily improvements are the key to staggering long-term results. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends at Better Than Yesterday have a fantastic message on why, when it comes to achieving your goals, consistency is key. Enjoy.
Nowadays, we all want results, and we all want them now. However, what we forget is that results often take time to show. If you were to go to the gym today, work out, come back and look in the mirror, what would you see? Nothing, right? And if you were to go to the gym the next day and you came back to look in the mirror, again you would see nothing. Clearly, there are no results. Going to the gym and working out seems to be ineffective. So, what do? You quit. But was working out really a waste of time? No. It's just that the results never seem to come quickly enough for us, and that's why we give up. The man hit the rock with his hammer thousands of times with no visible effect. Was his effort wasted? Of course not. Even if the results weren't yet visible, it didn't mean the work was ineffective. The work was just stored. Too often we convince ourselves that big results require massive action. For example, to clean our room, we believe we have to take 3 hours of our time to polish it properly. We hold the same belief for losing weight, building a business, writing a book, or achieving any other goal. It's like we have to do it all at once. We overestimate the importance of one defining moment and underestimate the value of making small improvements on a daily basis. What if instead of taking a whole day off to clean your house, you would take 15 minutes each day to clean a different section? One requires massive amounts of action and time, but presumably gets everything done. While the other doesn't take long, but it barely makes a difference in the moment. For example, if you save $30 of your money today and invest it somewhere, you're still not a millionaire. If you go to the gym 3 times this week for 30 minutes, you're still out of shape. And if you learn 3 French words tonight, you still haven't learned the language. All these small improvements are really small and don't seem to matter very much in the moment, that's why we dismiss them. But the effort isn't wasted. What if you were to be consistent with those tiny little improvements for 1 year straight? What about 5 years? Suddenly you have thousands of dollars in your portfolio. Seemingly out of nowhere, you're in great shape. And guess what? Vous parlez français. Did all of this happen overnight? Was it a particular day that got you those massive results? Of course not. It was those 3 French words that seemed like nothing that eventually added up. And guess what? Going to the gym for 8 hours doesn't get you into shape. Working out every other day for 30 minutes does. Big results are the product of small daily actions, not once-in-a-lifetime moments. Unfortunately, there's also a dark side to all of this. Because results take time to show, it also becomes easy to let bad decisions slide. If you skip the gym and eat an unhealthy meal today, you're not going to wake up fat tomorrow. If you decide to mindlessly watch TV instead of reading 5 pages of a book, you won't suddenly turn stupid. And if you decide to spend some of your money on new clothes, even if you don't need them, you're still not poor. What's the difference between eating vegetables for lunch or eating a burger and fries? Not a whole lot on any given day. Your body looks basically the same in the mirror at the end of the night, and the scale hasn't really changed. But it's only when you compound those choices over 2 years, 5 years, or even 10 years, that's when you finally realize, wow, those daily choices actually really mattered. That's when the value of good decisions and the cost of bad ones becomes strikingly apparent. When we repeat poor decisions and rationalize little excuses day after day, our small choices compound into toxic results. It's the accumulation of many missteps that eventually leads to a problem. That being said, it doesn't matter how successful or unsuccessful you are right now. What matters is whether your daily choices are putting you on the path toward your goals. You might be a millionaire right now, but if you're spending more than you make, you're on a bad path. Your bad spending habits will take you to a financial ruin if they don't change. Perhaps you have six-pack abs, but again, if you think that because of that you can eat anything and not go to the gym, you just might end up becoming fat. We all deal with setbacks, but in the long run, the quality of our lives often depends on the quality of our choices. You can still eat a piece of chocolate cake one day and you can skip a day or two in the gym. There's nothing wrong with that. There will come a day when that happens. But what's important is that you stick with the right track more often than with the wrong one. Whichever path you're more consistent with, that's the path you'll eventually end up taking. I want to end this video by saying that even if the results of your decisions are not yet visible, when you give them enough time, they will eventually show. Don't forget, small steps in the right direction lead to remarkable results over time. At the same time, small steps in the wrong direction eventually lead to undesired outcome. Which direction you take is up to you.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.